So as we help each other seize this moment, using the technology, overcome that millennia of conditioning, which has indeed come to occupy our heads like superstition, that told us to ignore our original questions and think only the thoughts that the state, in any of its myriad manifestations, including our parents, tells us to. So in Paul Goodman's language, who we read last week, the state exists as mass superstition, although he was using that to describe hierarchy. Same thing. Just different words to describe the same thing. A centralization, suppression, a harnessing of human energy that dovetails perfectly, and of course intentionally so, by design, with the mental frames of totalitarian Western, in quotes, child rearing. That the question as to the state's utility, borrowing from Bentham, for achieving our freedom. Yeah, what do we need? What are our requirements for freedom? That we've never asked ourselves whether the state has utility for this achievement. Freedom, by the way, as defined by us, always, always, we got to claim that lexicon. We got to claim the definitions. Defined by us, not by power, which will say that freedom means safety from the violence that it creates, right? That's a massive protection scheme they got, been got going for quite some time. So this, we haven't been able to ask that question. It was made unthinkable, which evidences the complete suppression of all opposition, evidences that we have indeed arrived at that state of degeneration, and to force rigid class, rigid fixed constraints on our humanness is degeneration. We have reached that state of degeneration that Mill is here warning us about. We're here to pursue our gifts, the pursuit of which is ground zero for reverence, for reorganization, for decentralization, for leaving behind the class mindset, and for working, sharing with our brothers and sisters. For to work with our sisters and brothers, we must have something to offer, ourselves to share, to mutually inspire and model the future that we're bringing into being as we do. It is a process, no doubt, to be, to bring, and to become, all happening at once. That's the excitement of it, of this moment, of listening again to life. It means the state will never again claim our allegiance, for we cannot honor life and it. And our primary responsibility must ever be to life. In this engagement with each other, we are crafting new mental frames to replace the totalitarian mindset that we've all been indoctrinated with. It is a process, in a sense, of self-birth. And this process is the pursuit of happiness, i.e. the pursuit of the true, that which stands up to conditioned falseness.